Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The DH, Dave Duncan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tom Ragland. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Kekic. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The DH, Frank Howard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ike Brown. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dick Sharon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Williams reaches second base with a double. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown juggles the ball. That's an error on Brown. Ellis moves to third. Spikes moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis scores. Spikes scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ragland moves to third. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Ragland scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Williams trying to get to home. Sharon throws the ball into Taylor, who relays the ball to Freehan, who tags Williams, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Lolick now playing right field. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lolick, who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellis is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Rodriguez moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy strikes out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ragland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharon takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. There goes Sharon trying to get to second. Williams throws the ball into Bell, who relays the ball to Ragland, who tags Sharon for the out. It's 4-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lolick, who is chasing the ball. Taylor reaches third base with a triple. Stanley goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Indians. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Taylor tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-1 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Duncan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton, who is chasing the ball. Duncan reaches third base with a triple. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres is walked intentionally. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ragland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Lamb now pitching. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Ike Brown. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash pinch hits for Dick Sharon. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing right field. Norm Cash now playing first base. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick fires to first and has Bell trapped. There's the throw to Taylor, who tags Bell for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 2 in the game. Lolick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Lolick reaches second base with a double. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Duncan is walked intentionally. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 3 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Torres hits a line drive into left field. Horton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Horton. Lolick scores. Duncan moves to third. Torres moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ragland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gates Brown pinch hits for Frank Howard. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ragland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into right field. Lolick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chambliss for the out. One out. Bob Miller now pitching. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Ron Lolick. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing right field. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash strikes out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 3 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.